We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow, we have the Oscars. A couple of weeks ago, Harry Hamm gave us his picks. He'll talk about them tomorrow again. But I always like to get another view of things, and here to give us his picks for tomorrow night is KMOX's Mark Reardon. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, Brian Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here this morning. Big night tomorrow night. What are you looking forward to?
First of all, 90th annual Oscars.
Yeah.
Right? That's significant, I think. Well, I'm looking forward to perhaps the first name on the card being read as the Best Picture winner being the actual Best Picture winner. If we can get past that kerfuffle from last year, I think we're going to be in better shape. And, you know, I'm hearing that Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty are going to do that announcement again.
Oh, are they? Oh, so if they do it right the first time, then it's a successful night. That's a pretty low bar, but we'll take it.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of predictability in some categories, and there's some question marks in others. What we tend to look at is the run-up to the Oscars and some of the groups that I participate in, St. Louis Film Critics, Broadcast Film Critics. You vote in the SAG Awards because you're a SAG member. So you look for the, you know, those leading indicators heading into Oscar and, for example, The Shape of Water, which I think is going to win Best Picture tomorrow night, has won. It won the Critics' Choice. It didn't win a Golden Globe. It did not get an ensemble nomination for the SAG Awards, which is a little unusual. Most movies, historically, over the 90 years, do not go on to win Best Picture without that. But
really,
everything else is sort of pointed toward The Shape of Water. Having said that, Three Billboards, a lot of momentum there. It's also won some awards. Won a BAFTA a couple weeks ago. Get Out, could that kind of split up the middle of the votes and perhaps win because there's cultural moments happening right now? So my sense is Shape of Water wins tomorrow night, but you might have another surprise.
Is that your pick? Is that the one you would pick?
It was my number one movie of the year. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. I really, really loved it. There's some really good movies in here. I mean, one of the more underrated movies, I think, in this list is Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
But Gary Oldman's going to win. That would be maybe like the lock of the night. Actually, if you're doing your Oscar pool still, I'd say Allison Janney for Best Supporting Actress, probably a lock. And I loved her in that, but the one thing I would say about her win there is that everyone thought, at least at first, having seen Lady Bird. Did you see Lady Bird?
I did not. My wife did.
So Laurie Metcalf was phenomenal in that. And this happens every once in a while. She's going to get robbed here because Allison Janney was so spectacular. But for Best Actor, I think I'm going to go on a limb here and say that I would be completely shocked if Gary Oldman didn't win. He's won every other award leading up to this. There's obviously some strong contenders in that category. This is going to be his night for sure.
He was terrific in that. That was one of my favorite movies. And the other one, I thought Get Out was really cool. I'm a Twilight Zone type of guy who likes that kind of a twist to a story. And I thought Get Out really was excellent with that.
Well, a couple things about Get Out. You know, that was a movie that was out a year ago. And for it to have that staying power, it was really well received by critics. That boosted its momentum at the box office. It's still become a favorite with people on DVD and downloads. So there's a lot of people out there that love that movie. It might be able to pull off if it doesn't win Best Picture. And I really don't think that it's going to. But if you look at the original screenplay category, you got The Big Sick, Lady Bird, Shape of Water, Three Billboards, and Get Out. You know, I love all those movies, and Get Out might win that category because, look, it's human nature. Voters will say, okay, I don't think this is going to win Best Picture, but I want it to win something. So in this category, I'm going to vote for it in screenplay. So there is a chance there.
What about the supporting actors?
Typically, historically, if you're going to get an upset, you're getting it in that particular category, which makes it fun because those are usually the first awards of the night. But I mentioned Best Supporting Actress. I do think that Allison Janney is going to take it home there. For Best Supporting Actor, it's a little more intriguing because you have Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards, who's won a bunch of awards leading up to this.
Terrific.
But Woody Harrelson was never nominated up until this point. I love the fact that the Academy voters included him because I thought he was incredible in that movie. So if you got Rockwell, usually winning the awards, but some people voted for Rockwell because they loved the movie. Now they say, you know, I like Woody a lot too. So does that open up the possibility of Willem Dafoe winning for The Florida Project? I don't know. I still say Sam Rockwell will win, but if you're looking for an upset, maybe in that category.
What about the show itself? What are you looking for from, you know, there's been some controversy, some bashing of some of what's going on in some of the shows. It always becomes a big political statement. What are you looking for from the show itself, besides getting the best picture right?
Yeah, well, you know, and for me, here's the dirty little secret. As much as I love movies and I love the Oscars and I love all this, my secret to watching the Oscars is I wait until about 8:15 and I'll watch something else tomorrow night or maybe do things around the house. And then I start on the DVR. And by the time I get to best picture, having fast forwarded through the things I don't want to see, usually I caught up. But considering everything that's happening in the news with the Me Too movement and all the other cultural moments, look, coming off of Black Panther and what Black Panther has done at the box office, which is really, really incredible. I mean, that's incredible if you don't have an all-black cast. The, the numbers from that movie worldwide are amazing. I think Kimmel's a good host. I'm just looking forward to everything tomorrow night. I think it's a fun show, and I love the movie, so I love the Oscars.
All right. Well, Mark Reardon, we love having you come on Total Information AM. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the weather.
All right. Thank you, Mark Reardon, and we'll have the news next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.